For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Pluto continues to blow away all expectations for what we thought this dwarf planet was going to look like. Fresh off the back of the discovery of the icy mountains and frozen plains on its surface, a new view from the New Horizons has revealed more mountains among filled-in craters. The latest image is looking at a region towards the southwest of the heart-shaped Tombaugh region. It was taken by the long-range reconnaissance imager on New Horizons on July 14th from a distance of 77,000 kilometers. The mountains in the image are about 1 to 1.5 kilometers high, smaller than the early icy Norgay Mountains spotted on Pluto. These latest mountains are about the same height as the Appalachian Mountains in the U.S. Perhaps most interestingly, the image reveals previously scarce craters on the surface. The craters, though, appear to be filled with a bright sediment-like material. The cause of the activity that shifted this material on Pluto's surface is not yet known, but some have suggested that it may be the result of geological activity. Also this week, NASA revealed the clearest views yet of two of Pluto's moons, Nix and Hydra. Both of the moons are pale in comparison to Pluto's largest moon, Charon. With each new image, Pluto and its moons become more and more fascinating. By mid-October, we can expect the first images of the remaining two of the five moons to be seen. Until then, we'll have to make do with analyzing the increasingly fascinating surface of Pluto and its imaged moons. Google knows what you did last summer. Now it shows it to you on Google Maps. Today, the Google Maps team launched a feature called Your Timeline. That is about where you've already been. It's not a social feature, as you're the only one who sees it. But it's a reminder of how much data Google has on all of us if we leave all of our defaults on. If you Google photos, your pictures will appear along with the places you've stopped along the way. This is Dark Matter News.
With sunny weather and fresh air, many prefer to spend time outside. If you have social security business to tend to, that's no reason to ditch the outdoors. You don't have to wait in an office. You can handle much of your social security business from your laptop, wherever you want to be. You can even apply online for benefits as you sit on the beach. As long as you have an internet connection, you can do business with Social Security. Enjoy the great outdoors. We'll bring the office to you. Visit www.socialsecurity.gov.
In the early hours after the tsunami, it was ham radio that was on the air, saving lives. When Florida was ripped by hurricanes, the hams were there. In the critical moments after the attack of 9/11, it was the hams who coordinated emergency messages. When disasters strike, the hams are ready. Ham radio works when other communications don't. To learn how you can become a ham radio operator, call the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, at 1-800-326-3942.
Every year, the race begins to produce the next flu vaccine for the upcoming seasons, based on the strains that are circulating, how they're spreading, and how effective our current vaccines are. But this process is never exact, and mistakes can and sometimes are made, nullifying the previous year's work. But a new study reveals that scientists might be able to create a universal vaccine that will offer protection from a variety of strains. The reason researchers change the vaccine every year is that they want to specifically match the vaccine to the particular viruses that are circulating. If the vaccine is just a little bit different to target that virus, it's not expected to offer much protection. The new technique works by creating a cocktail of key surface proteins or antigens expressed by influenza viruses, the combination of which differ from strain to strain. While there are 16 different hemagglutinin surface protein subtypes that circulate in birds and are thought to be the basis for current and future influenza pandemics, this new study decided to focus on just four of them. The choice of the surface proteins is important because H1 and H3 have been the major cause of human flu outbreaks since 1918, and H5 and H7 are responsible for the recent bird flu epidemics. By injecting mice with the investigational cocktail of proteins, they found that 95% of the animals were protected against 8 different lethal strains of influenza. Almost all of the animals that were vaccinated survived, including mice that were challenged with viruses that expressed hemagglutinin subtypes that were not in the vaccine at all. What that suggests is that this approach really gives us a broad-spectrum protection and could serve as a basis for an effective pre-pandemic vaccine. In addition to this, they found that the vaccine offers protection for at least 6 months and works well in older mice. The last point is important because current flu vaccines are less effective in older patients. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.